Greetings. I'm Dr. Dave Jenkins. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. I am a storyteller. One of my roles within the clinic that I practice in is to help change people's brains. I practice brain-changing therapy. And one way that I know that people change their brains is by stories that I tell, the analogies that I use. You see, we humans are storytelling creatures because we are meaning-making creatures. We make lots of meaning out of stories we hear. We apply it to our lives, and then we make changes. The brain is very plastic. It has neuroplasticity. It is able to change. And I find that one of the best ways to induce change in others is to tell them a story. I hope you enjoy the stories that I tell. I enjoy helping people make changes in their lives. Walk with me on this journey of storytelling. In today's episode, I will be reading to you The Bridge by Edwin Friedman from his book, Friedman's Fables. The Bridge. There was a man who had given much thought to what he wanted from life. He had experienced many moods and trials. He had experimented with different ways of living and had had his share of success and failure. At last, he began to see clearly where he wanted to go. Diligently, he searched for the right opportunity. Sometimes he came close, only to be pushed away. Often he applied all his strength and imagination only to find the path hopelessly blocked. And then at last it came. But the opportunity would not wait. It would be made available only for a short time. If it were seen that he were not committed, the opportunity would not come again. Eager to arrive, he started on his journey. With each step, he wanted to move faster. With each thought about his goal, his heart beat quicker. With each vision of what lay ahead, he found renewed vigor, strength that had left him since his early youth returned, and desires of all kinds of desires reawakened from their long dormant positions. Hurrying along, he came upon a bridge that had crossed through the middle of town. It had been built high above the river in order to protect it from the floods of the spring. He started to cross. Then he noticed someone coming from the opposite direction. As they moved closer, it seemed as though the other were coming to greet him. He could see clearly, however, he did not know this other, who was dressed similarly, except for something tied around his waist. When they were within hailing distance, he could see that what the other had about his waist was a rope. It was wrapped around him many times, and if extended, would reach the length of 30 feet. The other began to uncurl the rope, and just as they were coming close, the stranger said, "Pardon me, would you be so kind as to hold this end a moment?" Surprised by this polite phrase but curious request, he agreed without thought, reached out, and took it. "Thank you," said the other, who added, "Two hands now. Remember, hold tight." Whereupon the other jumped off the bridge. Quickly, the free-falling body hurled the distance of the rope's length, and from the bridge, the man abruptly felt the pull. Instinctively, he held tight and was almost dragged over the side. He managed to brace himself against the edge. However, after having caught his breath, looked down at the other dangling close to oblivion. "What are you trying to do?" he yelled.
"Just hold tight," said the other.
"This is ridiculous," the man thought, and began to try to haul the other in. He could not get the leverage, however. It was as though the weight of the other person and the length of the rope had been carefully calculated in advance so that together they created a counterweight just beyond his strength to bring the other back to safety.
"Why did you do this?" the man called out.
"Remember," said the other, "if you let go, I will be lost."
"But I cannot pull you up,"
the man cried.
"I'm your responsibility," said the other.
Well, I didn't ask for it,
the man said.
If you let go, I am lost, repeated the other.
He began to look around for help, but there was no one. How long would he have to wait? Why did this happen to befall upon him now, just as he was on the verge of true success? He examined the side, searching for a place to tie the rope, some protrusion, perhaps, or maybe hole in the boards. But the railing was unusually uniform in shape. There were no spaces between the boards. There was no way to get rid of this newfound burden, even temporarily.
What do you want?
He asked the other, hanging below.
Just your help,
the other answered.
How can I help? I cannot pull you in, and there's no place to tie the rope so that I can go and find someone to help me help you.
I know that. Just hang on. That will be enough. Tie the rope around your waist. That'll make it easier.
Why did you do this?
He asked again.
Don't you see what you've done?
What possible purpose could you have had in mind?
Just remember, said the other, my life is in your hands.
What should he do? If I let go all my life, I will know I let this other die. If I stay, I risk losing my momentum toward my own long sought after salvation. Either way, this will haunt me forever. With ironic humor, he thought to die himself, instantly jump off the bridge while still holding on. That'll teach this fool. But he wanted to live, and to live life fully. What a choice I have to make. How shall I ever decide? As time went by, still no one came. The critical moment of decision was drawing nearer. To show his commitments to his own goals, he would have to continue on his journey now. It was already almost too late to arrive in time. But what a terrible choice to have to make. A new thought occurred to him. While he could not pull this other up solely on his own efforts, if the other would shorten the rope from his end by curling it around his waist again and again, together they could do it. Well, actually, the other could do it by himself, so long as he, standing on the top of the bridge, kept still and steady.
Now listen, he shouted down. I think I know how to save you.
And he explained his plan. But the other wasn't interested.
You mean you won't help? But I told you, I cannot pull you up myself, and I don't think I can hang on much longer either.
You must try, the other shouted back in tears. If you fail, I die.
The point of decision arrived. What should he do? My life or this other's? And then a new idea, a revelation, so new, in fact, it seemed heretical, so alien to his traditional way of thinking. I want you to listen carefully, he said, because I mean what I'm about to say. I will not accept the position of choice for your life, only for my own. The position of choice for your life, I hereby give back to you.
What do you mean?
The other asked, afraid. I mean simply, it's up to you. You decide which way this ends. I will become the counterweight. You do the pulling and bring yourself up. I will even tug a little from here. He began to unwind the rope from around his waist and braced himself against the side.
You cannot mean what you say, the other shrieked. You would not be so selfish. I'm your responsibility. What could be so important that you would let someone die? Do not do this to me.
He waited a moment. There was no change in the tension of the rope. I accept your choice, he said, and at last freed his hands. Okay, what did you hear? I hope you enjoyed that story. That is one of my favorite stories about the bridge. So often in life, other people ask us to hold their rope. I'm curious, how willing are you to get rope burn when someone else doesn't want to take responsibility for their own lives? How long do you wait? I mean, do you sit there and you hang on forever? Or do you get to the decision and you realize they're not taking responsibility for the choices they make in life? They're playing the victim role. You see, this particular story there, we can occupy either role, the person on top of the bridge or the person dangling from the bridge. Now, Ed Friedman has an epilogue to this story, so I'm going to paraphrase the epilogue. As you see, at the end of Ed Friedman's book, Friedman's Fables, he gets all the characters and he puts them back together. And at the end of the story, the guy on top of the bridge looks over at the guy that was dangling and he says to him, "Hey, aren't you that guy that was dangling on the bottom of that rope?" And the other guy says, well, yes, I was. And the guy on top of the bridge said, "Well, whatever happened to you?" And the guy dangling said, "Well, you see, after I hit the water, I gathered up my rope, got off to the side, dried off, and waited for the next person to come by." You see, there are many people in life that are willing to give others their responsibility and not take responsibility of their own lives. These people, we're married to them. These people, we go to school with them. Sometimes we even have them as our kids. Sometimes they're our parents. They're all around us. So in my house, we often joke and we say, "Ooh, I'm not taking that rope. So I want you to be careful of the ropes you grab." Because some of us, we are willing to grab 5, 6, 7, 12 ropes at a time. And that's how we get spread thin. So be careful. I'm curious as to how this story affected you. If you have any thoughts, any feedback, please email me. I would love to know your feedback of this story. And as always, if you enjoyed what you heard, please share the podcast. Until next time, keep reading your stories. Talk to you soon. We'll be right back.